From KUOW, this is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman. This weekend, some Seattle police officers started to wear body cameras. The department hopes to equip all officers with cameras by the year 2016. Supporters say body cameras reduce police shootings and use of force incidents, but according to a new investigation, that's not the case. Dan Lieberman reported the story for the news network Fusion. He looked at five police departments around the country. He says body cameras overwhelmingly favor accounts given by police officers.
In most of the cases, police officers are doing their job every day, and they're doing the right thing. So it's not necessarily surprising that the footage that's captured on these cameras is capturing good police work. But the big thing is when they're not doing the right thing, that 1%, that one officer somewhere, that's really the question. When the cameras are turned on, when they are filming their encounters with citizens, it's not necessarily the clearest picture, right? I mean, these things are ambiguous. We looked at one case in Salt Lake City, and the police officer, one police officer had his camera turned on while the other police officer had his camera turned off. And this police officer shot this unarmed 18-year-old kid, and the officers said that they thought he was reaching for a weapon. He wasn't. The video is ambiguous. And so this is really the question about video and what value it has. And when it's reviewed by police departments, what we found was that this video evidence favors police officers. And when it's ambiguous, what's going to happen? What are we going to see? Are we going to see indictments, or are we going to see resolutions that favor police? And I think that that's really what everyone's wondering right now is how valuable this footage will be for victims of alleged police abuse.
Well, you also discovered that one problem with these police body cameras is sometimes they're not being turned on.
In a lot of these cases, the cameras are just simply not on at all. They're turned on or off. I mean, we looked at Salt Lake City. There's been 9 use of force incidents this year, but only one was recorded on police body camera. In Oakland, California, body cameras were not on in at least 2 officer-involved shootings. And so what we see here is that the cameras, if they're running the whole time, it's great, but it's really the officer's decision to turn on or off the camera.
Dan Lieberman is a correspondent for the news network Fusion. So, Dan, is the fault here the fact that the usage is not correct, or is this whole idea that body cameras can help false from the start?
These cameras have to be on. There have to be policies. They have to be used. And even then, it's hard to actually have the clearest video evidence to get any sort of indictment or justice. I mean, look at the Eric Garner video in New York. That wasn't body camera footage, but for most people, that was the clearest video evidence that you could get that this was a police officer involved death, and there was no indictment. So I think the big thing is there's all this hope surrounding body cameras that they're going to be this cure-all. But I think what we found in our investigation is that that's not the case, that they can be helpful when used correctly, and that police officers really need to be held accountable when they're in the field.
I want to follow up on that last point. So you looked at 5 cities, and I'm sure procedures were followed to greater or lesser degrees, depending on where you looked. When you did look at cities where the cameras were turned on and procedures were followed, did you get any different results when it comes to reducing complaints or reducing police shootings?
Well, we really looked at 5 cities, and we wanted to get information on use of force incidents, you know, police-involved shootings, citizen complaints, violations involving these body cameras. And we started looking at this after the Michael Brown shooting. We found early on that there's really no national data on the impact of these cameras, particularly at larger police departments with big city problems. So that's why we decided to look at these cities. And we looked at Albuquerque, New Mexico. They've actually had the cameras for several years now, since 2010. And we looked at other cities around the country. And we found that in most cases, they do not reduce police-involved shootings or use of force incidents, even though people want them to. In most cases, the citizen complaints don't result in the discipline of officers. And in most of these cases, the body camera policies are not being followed.
Aside from what we've mentioned, What's something about the use of police body cameras that our listeners might be surprised to know?
I think what I think is so interesting about this is that, you know, for many years, we've had citizens filming encounters with police. We've had citizens posting videos of the cops and putting it up on YouTube. But body cameras are sort of a way for police departments to now say, hey, we're taking control of the video. You know, you think you can film us? Well, we're going to film you. And so it's sort of a way for police to sort of take control of the record button and have their own version of what happened. But I mean, I think that there's a lot of hope right now surrounding the use of these cameras, and we have to make sure that they're used properly and that there's policies that are, you know, making sure that police officers are being held accountable. That's what people want.
Dan Lieberman is a correspondent for the news network Fusion. He spoke with Ross Reynolds.